have some special guests in studio, not studio, on site with us today, out here at Sanderson Ford, 51st Avenue in Glendale. Ray Lopez, and you've brought your right-hand man with you, Mr. Jake Lopez.
I can agree with that. He's been working with me for about 6 months.
Okay.
So he'll work on some of the crews with the artificial grass, and then he also helps me with the weeds too, fertilizer.
And you have a really interesting combination. Y'all started doing weed fertilizer, pre-emergent treatments, and over the course of time developed a second company to offer artificial turf.
Yep. We were killing the grass for a big company, and then they split up, and we went partners with that guy. I bought him out about 8 years after that, and then I think we've been doing this 17 years.
Nice. Yeah. I think it was smart that you created a separate name. You know, sometimes you see a company that they, you know, like ABC Paint, and then it's ABC Paint and Drywall, ABC Paint, Drywall and Plumbing, ABC Paint, Drywall and Remodeling. Like,
no, they're completely separate EINs, entities, everything. Actually, the day he was born, I was installing grass. I had moved 15 tons of quarter minus in July. And I showed up at the hospital. And the nurses thought I was worse off than my wife. Because I had a heat stroke that day. I'm not kidding.
That's July, true 15 story. Tons of quarter minus.
July,
would do it.
July 27th.
Now, for a guy that spends a lot of his day out in the field, spraying, fertilizing, turf management, this spring has to be pretty miserable for you. I can never remember this windy a spring.
Yes.
Has it driven you nuts?
It has. Some of my customers aren't real happy because we have been postponing the jobs.
Man.
And we did miss some olive trees. We actually could not get to them. And, you know, so what we've done, we've gone back and had companies come and thin them out and prune them. There's nothing you can do. You have to spray by a certain date or it's not effective. So.
And it's not effective to spray when half of it or over half just ends up floating away and not even landing on the
tree
because of the wind.
It is illegal to spray if it's over, I think, 7 miles an hour. So we do follow the laws. Everything's legitimate. And we don't want it going into the neighbor's property. It's not harmful, but you still don't want it going over there. Yeah, it was horrible. It was a really tough year for all the applicators. And I know other applicators that own companies, and they said the same thing.
Oh, it's been incredible.
I know.
It's been nonstop. Well, Ray, we originally met you trying to help me through my backyard dilemmas. And we've got about 2,800 square feet of TIF lawn that I kind of like to have in good shape for the kids and the dogs and for me to walk around barefooted in the grass. I love that. So you taught me all the things I was doing wrong, and we recruit you to come and take care of our yard. And this year, I actually jumped on the City of Scottsdale offer to we cut the lawn in half. After paying you years to make that the most beautiful lawn on the planet, now I'm paying him to kill it. And it's very dead.
The irony.
The City of Scottsdale is going to be really happy with what you did to the back half of my yard.
I know you had a beautiful lawn, and then we had to kill half of it. It was heartbreaking.
But half is still there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But we took advantage of the rebate City of Scottsdale was offering to save water and cut back on your water consumption. The kids aren't there at the house as much. The dogs are there a lot more than the kids are. So I thought, well, we're just going to expand the kennel in the garden and do away with some of this and save a lot of water.
It's going to be nice. So I think one more application and we're good.
Okay.
And that's it. It's a nice transition from grass. We don't have any water. We're running out of water in this state. Now, if you can't see it, just go to the lake at the dam. What Lake Mead?
Mead, yeah. Pleasant's not a good example because that's 90% full.
Yeah,
but you know what it's full from? It's Colorado River water. That's where CAP stores their water that they pump out of the Colorado River. So that's not Agua Fria. Well, very little is Agua Fria water. But, I mean, Lake Pleasant is there as a Colorado River storage dam.
Right.
So
we have our system set up. I think the Corps of Engineers did it. They did a good job.
They did.
Here. And anyway, so I'm just saying when you transition out of real grass into artificial. Yeah, we've got some really nice grass. We've been working on like yours for a while. Then we transition. It's the money you're saving from water, fertilizer, all a plethora of different things.
But boy, that is a tricky thing to do.
What's that?
Installing the artificial grass.
It's a process.
Yeah, it's a process. There's a lot of very important steps.
Starting with 15 tons of quarter miners, you have to move in July.
And that was, I think it was my third job I did. And the guy I was working with was my partner. He was the guy I started the company with. So he had to buy lot from Georgia. All the grass was made in Georgia. And got the grass, and his back was hurt. So he said, and we didn't have any laborers at that point.
Well
Jake
you did.
Was just being born.
He wasn't born yet. And my wife was a little upset because I was late to the hospital, but we had to get this quarter minus in. So we did finish the job the next day, but I'll tell you what, that was a hard job.
So go through the process of properly installing artificial turf. If you're looking to cut back on your lawn use, but you still want the look and something nice to walk on in your feet, this can be a good option for you.
So the biggest problem I run into right now is, I shut my water off, my grass is all dead, so you can come install it anytime. And I go, it's not the right way to do it. You know, Bermuda grass is a perennial grass. It is going to stay in that soil. And then when we put quarter, you have to kill the grass systemically. And you have to have green. Remember how green your grass was?
Yeah.
And so it's gonna die properly. When you put your garden in there, you're not going to have Bermuda grass growing through it. It's the same thing with the artificial grass. You will have grass coming up through it or nuts edge or whatever they are. You have to kill these things properly. That's the key.
And turning the water off doesn't do it.
No, it sets it into a set of dormancy. So you're not really the only way that's to do it properly is to systemically kill the grass. So I tell people, turn your water on. We're doing a lady right now, Jessica, and she's right there in Paradise Valley. One side of her lawn was completely shut off. I said, we could just keep the water on it. So the rest of the grass is really green. We've already started the process of killing it. She's got 3,000 square feet of grass. We just did another 3,000 square feet of grass. They did the same thing. So I told them, we've got to water the grass before I come over here. I need green grass. So they did it. It worked out. Did a good job. So
now, beyond just properly killing off the old Bermuda, you can't just come and lay the sod, the artificial turf.
We're
right
going to take 3 to 4 inches of soil, of grass and soil out of that area. And the reason we do that is so we can get a base for drainage. And once you put your base down, you're going to wet it, you're going to compact it. And the base is there. So if you're walking in the grass after a rainstorm and you walk in the grass, you sink a little bit, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're going to have little divots in your grass.
Or after the slip and slide's been on for a couple hours.
Same thing. Yeah. So with the base, if you don't get a proper base in there, you're going to have little undulations in your grass when you're walking on it, etc. We did a job Friday. The other installer had put mortar sand down. You know what mortar sand is. So he put mortar sand for a base. The lady, she paid him $3,000 for a little dog run. And I go, so we couldn't do the job because she wanted a rush job. I'm too far out. And she had used this for her other backyard. We did a wonderful job. And she asked me the night before, can you do it tomorrow? I go, no, I can't.
Oh, ouch.
She hired a landscaper. He came in and charged her a ton of money to put this grass. Now, we have fixed it since. So we took out the grass. We removed all the sand. We put the quarter minus base down, put the kennels back on. Her name is Valerie. Very nice lady, and we've done a lot of work for her.
How do you pin the edges of the artificial turf?
How do we what?
How do you pin the edges? How do you keep it in place?
Everything is nailed down, and the crucial part on the seaming So if you go to some lawns, you'll see the seams. Have you ever
seen
a seam?
Yeah.
Well, there's ways to not see a seam. Have you seen my jobs ever?
Yeah.
With Harper's?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you see any seams?
No.
There's just tricks, and it's an art. So I tell people, when they're getting these really low-end quotes, you're going to get what you pay for.
I mean, even That's the product, it. There's a big there's a big variable in quality of product you can get.
Yeah. Again, Neiman Marcus or Walmart, and I'm not knocking Walmart, as good things, but you have products in Neiman Marcus and you have products in Walmart. If you go buy a belt in Neiman Marcus, it's $500. You go at Walmart, it's $12. It breaks in 4 months. So the grasses that are international grasses, they're getting better. They look really good when they're installed. After about 2 to 3 years, they start to break down. They don't have the proper coating that these other grasses that we're using have, because of the specs on the American-made grass are so high that you're buying stuff overseas. You don't know if it has lead in it. You don't know what you're getting. So when you get, we did an estimate, or you know where the old Borgata was?
Yeah.
Okay, it's about 12,000 square feet, and then it's just in that area. So it's a really nice condominium place. We went and did an estimate to replace all the grass. It's 3 years old. It smells because you're
the synthetic grass they installed.
The synthetic grass is they installed, so they can't get a hold of the guy that installed it. And it's about 12,000 square feet of grass. So I and two other companies went out. Everybody said the same thing. Well, it's international grass. It's just a cheap, and it looked really good when they put it in. There's a few areas that are in the really hard shade, never get any sunlight, that are still dark green. But wherever you have the sunlight, it's fading so bad, and then it has an odor.
Is the odor from the tenant's pets?
No, it's not from pets. It's from the actual grass breaking down.
Oh.
So you don't get the fade on the U.S. grasses. There's about a 1 to 2 to 3% fade in 10 years on these grasses because of the products they're using on them to protect them. So everything fades in Arizona. It doesn't matter what you have. The sidewalk's going to fade. But when you have a fade rate of 40 to 50% in 5 years, the investments you put in that job.
You'll never get it back out.
If it's $15,000, so say somebody, another company was going to charge you $18,000 and put in a really good grass, but you saved $3,000. The math just doesn't add up. You're going to replace it in 4 to 5 years where these grasses will last 15, 20. We have grass installed 17 years, and it's still green.
Yeah. All right, when we get back, we're going to put Jake on the hot seat.